This is a sonnet that is based on Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 to 17, which reads, "Then the disciples of John came to him, saying, 'Why do we and the Pharisees fast, but your disciples do not fast?' And Jesus said to them, 'Can the wedding guests mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? The days will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and they will fast. No one puts a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch tears away from the garment, and a worse tear is made. Neither is new wine put into old wineskins. If it is, the skins burst, and the wine is spilled, and the skins are destroyed. But new wine is put into fresh wineskins, and so both are preserved.'" This is entitled, "Blessing Has Burst." They pour a pitiful wine about his disciples not fasting, a bitter-tasting brew of mercies grown stale and old, like an unprepared patch which makes worse the fasting, pulling brittle devotion from a heart that's grown cold. "There can be no sorrow," he said, "while the bridegroom tarries, no grieving or renting one's garments in shame. For the joy of his presence lifts their hearts and carries them forward in celebration to the praise of his name. But one day they did mourn as the groom was led away to pour out his life into a stone wineskin shell, stopped up and sealed fast in silence for 3 days, till Mary brought the news which no guest tires to tell. Rejoice for the new wine the groom's resurrection pours. The bridegroom's bubble blessing has burst open death's door."